Hello, Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 5th, and the whole week ahead. What a lovely aspect to start your week, Venus and Uranus working beautifully together. This is total charisma and magnetism, and baby, you've got it. And if you're going to use it, then now is the time to set it into action. Great for attracting love, great for attracting sex, great for attracting friends, great for attracting money, and the power lies within your personality. And here's your Sunday stars. The Moon conjuncts Mars in the last throes of Capricorn now, so you've only got a few days really to get your show on the road career-wise. It's a great time to spur on your ambitions, to focus yourself towards a goal that you wish to achieve, and you can do it. This could also mean that other people, men especially, or powerful women, can be attracted to the fact that you know what it is that you want and you're gonna get it. Here's your Monday stars. With the Sun and Pluto aspect working brilliantly together, yet another day for the all-powerful Aries who is spurred on by ambition and also with a need to achieve. Now, these are days for you to really make your mark. And if you're looking for a new career, then this is a transforming aspect. So maybe you want to start something completely different to what you've been doing. Whatever you decide, you've got the power. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the Moon in Aquarius, this is about your future. Now, looking towards your future and with the very empowering aspects you have around you, this really is a perfect time for you to set your long-term goals and objectives. So it's not about getting things immediately. It's about those long-term aims and aspirations. So look at your hopes, wishes, and dreams and go after whatever one appeals. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now Mars, your ruler, has moved into Aquarius. This is a great position for you. It takes off the angriness and the threat of Mars having been in Capricorn for the past 7-8 weeks. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the 11th house. And the reason it's good is it's all about the future. Aquarius is a sign of the future, and Mars spurs you on to great goals and new things. A new 2-year period to achieve an aspiration starts from today. And here's your Thursday stars. Now the Moon has shifted into Pisces. There's two ways of looking at it. First of all, you need to get real. If there's certain things going on in your head, if you're attracted to things that are bad for you, then steer clear of them because they will bring you down. But at the same time, there is a great honesty within your stars now. So the more honest you are with yourself, the more you're going to achieve what you set out to do. And here's your Friday stars. Now, with the Moon in Aries connected to Mars, your ruler in Aquarius, this is all good. Certainly sets you up for a weekend of doing the things that you need and want to do. This really is all about you. And there's a kind of energy now which is not just about you, but about working with others and attaining collective aims. This is an ideal time to listen to your friends and get involved with a club or a group or an organization that can set you all on the road to success. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.